Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I didn't ask for the rain, but we'll deal with it nonetheless. Welcome into the Lake Show News Talk 830 WCCO. Downtown Minneapolis, it's raining. Christopher Tubbs hanging out with me until 9 p.m. producing the program.
I got here in an arc. True story.
So much to get to over the course of the next 3 hours, because we have no Twins baseball. Twins will get back after it tomorrow afternoon, or tomorrow morning, actually. Maybe we'll touch on them a little bit later, but the thing that I want to start the show with is clearly the Western Conference Finals and our Minnesota Timberwolves. Game one this evening against the Oklahoma City Thunder. And to me, when I think about this matchup and I think about this series, there's so much to be gained for multiple different people with this Timberwolves organization. So follow me. The very first person that has so much to gain is Anthony Edwards. Anthony Edwards is one of the faces of the NBA. Whether he likes it or not, he's one of those guys. And everybody has accepted that. Maybe he hasn't accepted it, but we've all accepted it. If he is able to elevate this team and play the way that he has played at such a high level and get them into the NBA Finals against either the Indiana Pacers or New York Knicks, then I believe that it puts Anthony Edwards in that realm of current young players that they could point to themselves, and he will be able to point to himself and say, I am him. We hear that a lot from these athletes. I'm him. Where they're trying to signify that they're the truth. What did he tell former President Barack Obama at the Olympics? Stand down. I'm the truth. Well, Ant, show it to everybody. We know that you're prime time. We know that you are spectacular. We know how talented you are. But make good on you telling us that you're the truth. Now, this doesn't mean that if somehow, some way, the Wolves lose this series, because they're heavy underdogs, that all of a sudden Anthony Edwards is no longer relevant. No one's saying that. But I believe that a series victory for the Wolves dramatically raises his stock, because he's doing it against Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and the whole Oklahoma City Thunder. The second person is Chris Finch. Chris Finch, I believe, has a lot to gain too. You may not agree with this particular take, but it's just my opinion nonetheless. Chris Finch, if they advance to the NBA Finals, he becomes a guy, a coach, in the state of Minnesota that is viewed as one of the greats. And when I say one of the greats, I'm talking about one of the greats to have coached in our state. And that is not to put down any other coaches. There's been a lot of great coaches in a lot of different sports. But when you start talking about sample size and accomplishing something in a short amount of time, it feels like just yesterday that Chris Finch was with Toronto and he came here. And look at the success that this guy has had. So he automatically, in my opinion, he gets elevated to being talked about as a great. Now, I'm not going to use the word coaching legend quite yet, but you get to this NBA Finals, I think that the conversation about how good he is or isn't, that we're not having that conversation anymore. Even earlier this year, people were upset with him about his rotations and about, well, why isn't he calling timeouts here? Why is he? Trust the process. That's what Joel Embiid said a few years ago. And lastly, and this is the person I think more than anybody wants this championship opportunity for them to get to the NBA Finals and to ultimately to win it all. There's one person that's at the top. Because we know the players, they want to play hard and win. Anthony Edwards leading the pack. Chris Finch, he is the leader of these men. You know he wants to do it. Us as fans, you know we want the team to win because we root for them. And, heck, I got season tickets, and of course I want to be a part of a championship. But the one person I think would benefit so greatly from all of this is Glenn Taylor. Glenn Taylor, I think, would benefit the most. And let me tell you why. Glenn Taylor would benefit the most because Glenn Taylor has had a segment of Minnesotans that have piled on him, that have been upset with him, that have talked down on him. And he was the guy that saved this franchise. He was the guy that kept this team in Minnesota. He kept it here. He saved the NBA in our state. And I know that we may feel a certain way about people that he's hired that have really not done a great job of managing this organization, coached the team, whatever. There's been some good moves, then there's been some brutal moves. But with the ownership change on the horizon, if they win this championship as he's exiting the building, you know what you call that? That is the drop the mic. That is the drop the mic for Glenn Taylor. Glenn Taylor would be able to walk around. He can do whatever he wants anyway. But imagine that for a drop the mic moment. Glenn Taylor walks away from the Timberwolves with the finals appearance, or even better yet, possibly a championship ring. 651-461-9226. Are you optimistic? Are you dreading the matchup with the Thunder? Are you kind of like, I don't know how to feel. I'm just excited. I got butterflies. Your thoughts, your opinions, your text and phone calls next on The Lake Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
651-461-9226. Let's go. Let's go crazy, Timberwolves. Let's do it tonight in Oklahoma City. This is, to me, the matchup. When you're the Wolves, and if you are able to get past Oklahoma City, I feel like whoever comes out of the East is not as good of a team all the way around as Oklahoma City. I think the Oklahoma City Thunder are the toughest test for any team left in the postseason. So let's get it done here. From the text line, from the 612, Henry can't disagree, like to add one more key part of the success, namely Tim Connelly. Go Wolves. That is from Bruce. The way that I laid it out was the people that had so much to gain from all of this. Not necessarily not wanting to give Tim Connelly his props. He deserves all the props. Like, Tim Connelly's amazing. He's amazing. But Tim Connelly, I think, is, because number one, he's going to be good regardless, right? And he's going to be here for a while. I think that he is going to be shown love regardless of whether this team wins or loses. Now, is he going to get more props if they win? Of course. I think people view him as the architect, right? Even though I would give some of that credit too to Gerson Rosas, because the key pieces on this team
were Gerson.
Were Gerson created with Ant and with Jaden, and it just
Nas.
You can't. He undrafted Nas Reed. You got to give a lot of props to Tim Connelly. There's no question. But when you look at this, the league is in great shape, and Lou Williams, former NBA point guard, he was talking about how well-positioned the NBA is, and right now it's an extremely good time for the NBA.
We talked about the changing of the guard, right? And all four of these guys that are heads of their teams were in that conversation. So for them to all have an opportunity to win their first ring, and think about the guys that aren't in the playoffs still. You know, you still got Luka's at home. Joker just got sent home. We got so many of our young stars that are going to have something to say about this next year. So looking at the new guys having a chance to win a championship, they're going to be motivated as well. But the NBA is in great hands. So much young talent.
And I believe that's from a podcast that he does that airs on, it's slash podcast slash a show that they do on FanDuel. I think it's with him and Michelle Beadle and Tyler. I don't recall the name. We'll get the name here in a second, just for accuracy purposes. But the Wolves, to me, in my opinion, they have to do their hardest to get this done this year. They have to. Because you know you're going to face Luka for years to come. You're going to face Shea even more after this, because OKC is not going anywhere. We see that Dallas is going to be better. They're likely to draft Cooper Flagg. So how good are they going to be? We got to take advantage of this opportunity. You have to, because you don't know how many chances you're going to get. And look, I'll give a lot of props to Nas Reed, because Nas Reed had mentioned that, look, you know, we expect to get back and we expect to do well and all this other stuff, whatever, and get back and kind of, you know, do well from one year into the next. But he says we can't operate with looking at it and thinking that we're automatically just going to get back here next year. Like I mentioned last week, Dan Marino, how many Super Bowls did he get to? After the early success, he didn't get back.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't. And that sucked because Dan Marino's one of the greats. And that audio was courtesy of the Run It Back podcast. But I look at this, and I just feel like, man, you've got such a great opportunity. I know that you're heavy underdogs. I know that OKC's been the best team in the league throughout the course of this year. But darn it, there's a couple things about the way that you're playing right now that are game changers, and you got to take advantage of the situation that is Julius Randle. If Julius Randle can continue to, and he's another one that goes on that list of who could benefit greatly. Guys, imagine if you get to the finals with Julius Randle. Julius Randle has a player option. The way that he has played in the postseason, I don't anticipate that he's going to pick up that player option. I anticipate that he's going to make himself a free agent. So you feel much better if you win a championship and Julius Randle goes into free agency as opposed to not winning a championship and he goes into free agency.
That would be the best case scenario for Julius Randle and for the Wolves, if you really think about it. The Wolves, I mean, we look at Denver. Denver was a wounded animal. I mean, Denver would have been the one that you would have wanted to pick off, even though they've got the best player in the world in Nikola Jokic. But you had a compromised Aaron Gordon. You know, Michael Porter Jr., whose shoulder is made of you know, paper mache at this point. The Oklahoma City Thunder are a really good regular season team. They got tested by a shorthanded Denver team. And the Wolves played those. I mean, when they played OKC, three out of those four games were like boom, 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 same part of the schedule. And I believe the Wolves didn't have Dante DiVincenzo or Julius Randle in that. And one of those was that crazy 25-point comeback. I have no problem with the Wolves being heavy underdogs because when you're taking on the number one seed in the conference, the team that, you know, throughout the course of the regular season had one of the best records in the NBA, I have no problem with them being heavy underdogs. I don't think this series is as lopsided as what most casuals might think.
I'm in total agreement. I picked the Wolves in six. So, I I've already put my, you know, my thoughts on it. I wonder, as good as they've been, and when I'm talking about they, I'm talking about Oklahoma City Thunder.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't see why they're as heavily favored as they are.
I think because they, you know, because they won 16 more games than the Wolves, and you know, they ended up with they were chasing all-time records for a good portion of the season. So I think people look at it, and you've got the presumptive MVP and SGA, but then you've kind of got, I think no matter what team it was, OKC was going to be a heavy favorite. And I don't think it matters who the opponent is. Tonight you can go out and you can really make a statement, but if you're the NBA, you know, you think about this. You've got three small market teams, all things considered, especially in the Western Conference. You've got Minnesota and OKC, which, I mean, you know, it's not the Lakers, it's not the Rockets, it's not Golden State. But you've got Ant and SGA. And guess what? In the Eastern Conference, you got the New York Knicks. Just imagine the stories that you could get with a Wolves-Knicks final. I mean, that is something.
Text line's asking for it. Text line's saying Wolves versus Knicks.
I mean, it is. That would be the NBA's dream, right? Without having the Lakers or having, I mean, you do have the changing of the guard, I feel. I mean, you've got a new era, new blood, and I agree with Lou Williams. I think this is a great time for the NBA to showcase these guys who want to stay in their markets, who aren't chasing the big-time lights.
I hate that narrative, too, is that you can't win unless you're in a big market.
Giannis did.
I that's what I'm saying. I hate the narrative. I think that this is, once again, an opportunity for us to kind of shut that down. If you look at Ant, as big as he is, and if you look at the fact that this team is constructed around him in Minnesota, of course you can do big things. you can do big things with Justin Jefferson with the Minnesota Vikings, even though the Vikings kind of underachieved once we got to the end of the season and the postseason. But the bottom line is, in the Wolves, I trust.
We have got good stars, young stars, that want to be here. And I think that's great for this market. Because every team in this market, in terms of the four major men's teams, all have a young star that they can count on as being theirs. So no matter which team you follow, you've got an opportunity to watch a star or a superstar that wants to play for your team and be here and win for this organization, the organization that they're playing for. And it's kind of a nice time to be a Minnesota sports fan. It feels kind of weird, but I'll take it. I will absolutely take this moment in time.
And it's also a good time to be a fan of Minnesota Aurora. I love their product. They've been around for they're still new though to me. You know what I'm saying? I know that they've got a few seasons under their belt, but man, you guys, if you haven't hopped on board, they do a phenomenal job and it's a great soccer experience. We'll talk to their chair, Andrea Yoke. She will join us next year on The Late Show. Like I just mentioned, if you haven't seen the product from Minnesota Aurora, you need to. It's a great experience to go out there and watch these women play soccer. And joining us now, because you've heard me talk about it before, and you've also heard our next guest be on the show before, the chair of Minnesota Aurora, Andrea Yock, is joining us here, courtesy of the John Schuster Cole Banker Hotline. Andrea, hopefully you didn't ask for this rain because
heard Chris Schaefer say it's going to be perfect soccer weather on Thursday. So
did he?
He did. He said 63 degrees and sunny on Thursday.
Well, hold on. Is that perfect soccer weather? Like, what is the
perfect? It is for the players. It is for the players, not for the fans.
I was going to say, give me 80s and then we're all good. But thanks for coming on the show. How you been?
Good. I mean, we've been busy. We had this year for the very first time, we had two preseason games, which we've never done. So we just finished playing Indy 11, and then on Sunday we actually beat Kansas City Current Reserves, which is probably the highest competition we've ever played, and we beat them 2-0. So
yeah,
it's been busy, but we're ready.
And I was able to catch some of that. I had a meeting on Sunday. I was taking care of some business, and I was sitting in streaming the game as I'm there at Barnes & Noble at the Galleria. And so I'm getting stuff done and watching you guys. First off, you know, if a person doesn't have the time or the ability to get out to watch you guys live and in person at TCO Stadium, the reality, though, is they can stream your games and watch you guys. You've had this great partnership and relationship with Fox 9. Talk a little bit about that, too, because I don't want people to miss out on that great experience as well.
Thank you so much for asking that, Henry. Yes, we are one of the very few women's soccer teams actually in the United States at the pro level or the amateur level that actually has a local television partnership. So it's a really big deal. Fox 9 airs all of our home games. You can either watch it on Fox 9 Plus on TV. You can stream it on Fox9.com. And what's really special about it is there's no geographical borders. So Minnesota Aurora is community-owned. We have 5,000 owners in 19 countries around the world and all 50 states. And with the
Oh, Andrea, are you there?
No, everybody's busy, too. So Either you don't live in Minnesota or you are here and you have something else going on, stream our games, watch our games, watch the highlights the next day.
All right, that's great stuff. You cut out for just a second, but we got you back. We're talking to the chair of Minnesota Aurora, Andrea Yock. She's joining us here on the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. What have you learned maybe the last couple of years or are learning from a class organization like the Kansas City Current, who you just mentioned? You guys had a preseason game against the Current. The Current right now, they're first in the NWSL, but they are – one of those organizations and franchises in women's soccer that gets a lot of kudos, a lot of props. What have you learned from maybe some of the other organizations out there as you guys have kind of really cultivated the following that you have here in Minnesota?
I'd say the main thing that we're learning, and this crosses in the WNBA as well, is being an independent team is actually very valuable. So a lot of the WNBA, a lot of the NWSL has a male counterpart. With Aurora and the Kansas City Current is a great example. It is 100% about us. Every day we wake up and get to make decisions based on Minnesota Aurora. And I think that gives us freedom that maybe some of the other organizations don't have when there's two teams that have to be considered. Some, like if you look at the Lynx and the Timberwolves right now, it's going to be back-to-back-to-back-to-back nights and a lot of strain on that staff. By being independent and seeing what Kansas City gets to do with strong ownership and good funding and putting their players and fans first is inspirational, and it's really where we want to go.
What would you say is your assessment of your team this season? You guys have had a lot of success, a lot of wins. What do you think about this 2025 season with you guys opening up against Rochester FC this coming Thursday at TCO? You guys have 12 matches on the slate, I believe.
I think our biggest thing this year is because we're heading into our fourth season, we have been able, and we've been successful, we've been able to recruit really stellar athletes from around the country. Some of our players are bringing their college teammates to Minnesota. Word has spread far and wide that it's a class experience, and we're expecting a lot out of our players this year. Everybody knows we fell short of the championship in 2022. We are seeking to get back there. We want to win the whole thing. We are not being shy about that. And so it's going to be very competitive on the field. The players are fighting for positions. We have three amazing goalkeepers, so I have no idea how we're going to pick who's starting, and I'm glad I'm not part of that.
Depth is always good, right?
Yeah, we have depth, and our head coach, Jen Larrick, was telling me on Sunday after the Kansas City game that she was really pleased how everybody played because they're fighting for positions. And that's, in any sport, the best situation you can have is when people are hungry and not just assuming they're going to start, assuming they're going to get the minutes. But really, our roster is stacked this year, so we're very excited.
For people out there in the listening audience that have heard about Minnesota Aurora, heard about the product, but haven't made it out to TCO to check you guys out, how would you best describe what coming out there on a game day is like for the fans?
I would say, and you've been out as well, which we love, and other members of the CCO staff, it's a very happy vibe is how I always tell everybody. Even our first exhibition game felt like the first day of school where you were really happy to see your friends again. It's a relaxed, comfortable vibe, and we welcome everybody. We work really hard to be inclusive of everyone, including if you don't know anything about soccer. Please don't leave that as an excuse to not come. It's really easy. If we score, we are happy. If they score, we are sad. That is all you need to know. So coming to an Aurora game should be a relaxed, enjoyable experience, similar to a nice sunny day at Target Field. There's no stress. Just come out, make some new friends, enjoy yourself. We keep the costs low for tickets. Parking is free. It should not be a major decision. Just come out and give us a try.
Free parking is definitely always a bonus. I'm telling you that right now. The text line weighing in saying, this from the 612, I hope that I'm pronouncing this name correctly, but Mariah Wynn, absolute
Mariah
beast.
Mariah Wynn.
Yeah, absolute beast and the energy of that team. Your thoughts?
Mariah is, that actually just gave me goosebumps. Mariah is a fourth-year player. She joined us as a freshman in college, and she is a special, special human. It was her birthday yesterday. Mariah's energy and infectious joy of playing soccer absolutely carries over to the fans, and she has a very special relationship with the fans. Mariah is a small little human that plays like she is 6'8" and running in the Olympics, and what she can do on the field and acrobatically with the ball, I can't even explain it, but she has an infectious laugh. She is our Selly captain, which means she has pages and pages of notes in her phone about what celebrations players are going to do after we score, and we do score a lot. And so actually Sunday against Kansas City, our player who scored the first goal, she forgot what the celebration was. And you could see this awkwardness on the field as everybody was waiting for the celebration. And then she forgot what it was, Ava Westland. And so they just went back to the, you know, start the game again. But that is Mariah. Whoever texted that in is 100% correct. She's a very special person.
All right. So, you know, when I look at your schedule, and clearly, you know, the season opener is coming up, or home opener, rather, after your two exhibition games is coming up here this Thursday against Rochester FC. Is there any special night this year that you believe that people should be aware of? Because I know that you have Women of Inspiration Night. You have Pride Night. Is there any particular specific giveaways or special nights that you want to let the people know about?
Well, for the home opener this Thursday, our partner Bune is giving away visors for the first few hundred fans, and Face Foundry has special rally towels that we're handing out. We will have additional things for Women of Inspiration Night. We are also hoping for some surprise celebrity guests on that night from the world of women's sports. But really, every night we try to make special. Pride Night, because of the support we really, really want to give to the queer community, is always a big night for us. We want Aurora to be a place where everybody feels comfortable. But we only have 6 home games. Hopefully we qualify for the playoffs, and we'll be playing into July. So with only 6 home games, every game is special.
Yeah. Well, you know this, Andrea. I love you to death. I love what you guys are doing, what you're building. I love women's sports. I'm a big supporter. So, and also to all the people out there listening, their merchandise is spectacular. Go check them out on Instagram. Yes, I got my little goodie set that you sent me. I appreciate the jersey. You know, I'm a big hat person. And this is the thing about me, like people with different sports teams, they know I'm a hat wearer because I got a bald head. I got a shiny bald head. So I'm always wearing a hat. So when I'm traveling, whether it's NBA Summer League or whatever, I'm always rocking a hat. You guys have some of the best apparel. Like, who's the brains of that part of the operation?
We have been very fortunate to have a woman named Cassidy Sapinski who designs all of our merchandise. And she's a really good example of what Aurora is about. Cassidy had been trying to break into soccer for years. Mm. Incredibly talented designer. No one was letting her into the space. There was a handful of men that kept having all the jobs. And so Cassidy approached us when we first announced the team, even before we were Aurora, and said, I want to design your jerseys. I know I can do this job. And she had done some minor league soccer teams, but we hired her on the spot. And we just released 3 new jerseys this season. Every single one is stunning. They're already selling out. We released a purple jersey this year based on actually fan demand, and that's almost gone. So we are so lucky to have Cassidy. She's an example of what Aurora is about, which is giving women the opportunity to show that we can actually run sports teams and we can do all the things and be competitive and be successful.
Hey, Andrea, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. Good luck this season, and I will talk to you soon.
Thank you, Henry. We'll see you out there.
All right, take care. That's the chair of Minnesota Aurora, Andrea Yock. She's joining us here on The Lake Show on The Good Neighbor. We'll take a break. We'll come back one more segment before the top of the hour break right here on the show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We're about 40 minutes away from tip-off. Let's get game one, please. Please, put the pressure on OKC. Be fired up. We don't want to be on the defensive going into game number 2. And I think that there's a level of disrespect that the Wolves should be paying attention to. To know that the betting is strongly favored towards OKC. And I'm not saying that OKC shouldn't be the favorite. They should. They shouldn't be as heavily favored as they are, though. Like,
I was a little surprised at how heavy that was.
They are favored in this matchup. The last time I checked, I think the line was like 7.5.
Yeah, it seems because the Wolves are coming in healthy. And I mean, okay, see, if there's one team that I feel that can overcome the physicality of a 7-game series, I feel like it's actually Oklahoma City. You know, because you're looking at, oh, well, you want to have the advantage. The Wolves won in 5. You know, Oklahoma City had to get pushed. I don't think the whole rest narrative, I don't think that's really going to matter. I think you're going to get, I mean, OKC, again, they're the youngest team in the NBA. It seems like they're still a year ahead of, Oklahoma City's in a great spot, no question. But I think people could kind of see Oklahoma City coming for a while. It's impressive with what the Wolves are doing because they're doing it kind of with a completely different team. I think that's what makes the Wolves more impressive because you took out Cat and you added Randall and DiVincenzo and you're at the same spot you were a year ago.
Yeah, the only thing though is that, look, they're young and I don't think that they have to be fully rested, but we're not an old team. And I do think that the rest in getting staying fresh is going to help the Wolves. They should use that as an advantage in game one. They should.
Now, they should.
How much of an advantage would it be? I'm not sure. I can't really put a percentage on it. But absolutely, be attacking. And I think that this is the thing. One of my frustrations with Julius Randle coming into this year and after he was we trade away Cat and he comes in here in the first part of the season when he was frustrating people was I didn't like the dump it to him, black hole, dribble, pound, pound.
The back to the basket 90s.
He has evolved from that. He has gotten better from that. Now in the postseason, he makes his moves, and he's aggressive. If it's not there, he's able to swing it around, and he's been great with assisting and doing all of the things. My point in bringing that up is his aggressiveness in attacking the basket is a problem for OKC.
I think as long as he's going with decisiveness and he's making those cuts and he makes those decisions like right away, you know, don't hesitate. When you're getting into the lane, either you know that you've got your matchup and your shot, or you don't. And I think that he's done a good job of realizing what his role is on this team, that when he can attack, when he should attack, and when he's got to be a facilitator. And I've seen people say, well, he's a better... Do you think that he's a better passer than Cat?
No, I wouldn't say that.
Okay, because I've seen people say that, and I'm like... I don't know.
They're somewhat even. I mean, he's gotten better as a passer, but I still think that Cat's probably a better passer.
Yeah, I think overall, I think Cat is still...
Oh, he's a better player than Julius Randle.
He's the better player, no question. But I think that Julius Randle, it took a bit to just find himself, to figure out where it is that he's got to figure out his role on this team. And I do think there's something to be said for attacking aggressively, know when to make it, and know when to pull back. Because OKC's defense is no joke. And they're showing a guy on the screen right now that I just love. I mean, you talk about a guy that's a dog, Alex Caruso. I mean, in that game 7, he was bodying up Jokic, and he's like a little chihuahua. He will go right after you. I didn't appreciate him as much when he was with the Bulls or the Lakers, but I looked at Alex Caruso and I'm like, man, he is just, he's like Dante with the energy, just everywhere.
He's gotten better.
Yeah. So it's going to be great. I'm excited. I'm nervous. I think that this, in terms of skill position and ability, I think this is as even as you could get. I really do. But I do think that you got to make good decisions because OKC will turn you over and make you pay.
The other guy that you have to look at and you have to kind of wonder how it's going to play out is who's going to win that matchup between Julius Randle and Jalen Williams. Jalen Williams is somebody that he goes missing in action at times. If Julius Randle can win that matchup, we've got a great shot at winning this series. Now, I know he had a breakout game against Denver in Game 7, and he was – I mean, he had 17 points in the second
quarter. Yeah.
But the bottom line is he has moments where he's – you can't find him. With
very inconsistent.
Yep.
Very, very inconsistent.
Yep. All right, that's going to wrap up Hour 1 here of the Lake Show. Coming up next in Hour 2, getting an iconic food item from a food truck doesn't always hit the same. We get to that next year on the Lake Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.